Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen say they accept a five-day humanitarian ceasefire proposal from Saudi Arabia. The ceasefire is set to begin on Tuesday. Sunday's announcement came just hours after warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition bombed the residence of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in the capital Sana'a. Saleh was not believed to be at home at the time and later appeared on television standing in front of the rubble. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak and his two sons to 3 years in prison on corruption charges. Mr. Mubarak and his sons have already spent at least 3 years in prison on other charges. It was not clear whether the 87-year-old former president, ousted in a 2011 uprising, will spend further time in jail. Cuban President Raul Castro visited the Vatican Sunday to personally thank Pope Francis for the pontiff's efforts in ending 5 decades of tensions between the United States and Cuba. The Cuban leader met with Argentine-born Francis for nearly an hour. Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, was instrumental in the negotiations between the U.S. and Cuba that led to the two countries taking steps to reopen embassies and broaden economic links. Boats carrying nearly 500 members of Myanmar's Rohingya minority have reached shore in western Indonesia. Rescuers say the men, women, and children landed Sunday in North Aceh province. Officials say most of those on the boats were Rohingya from Myanmar, but some were from Bangladesh. Migrants say at least 4 boats left last week. This is VOA News. President Obama will host a summit this week of the 6 Sunni-led member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Luis Ramirez reports.
For leaders of the Gulf country, scenes of Iranian-supported Houthi rebels overrunning Yemen's capital and driving out its U.S.-backed government this year were a sign of the rising threat from Iran. And they come to the summit seeking reassurances of U.S. backing. President Obama's argument is that negotiating a nuclear arrangement with Iran will by itself mean security for them.
If this framework leads to a final comprehensive deal, it will make our country, our allies, and our world safer.
While no treaty will be signed, President Obama does plan to talk with the Gulf leaders about building up their defense capabilities. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
Liberia is celebrating the milestone of being free of the Ebola virus, but the country's president is urging the public to remain vigilant. One health official warned that Ebola remains active in neighboring Sierra Leone and Guinea. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for a prison break in the capital Baghdad. Iraq's Interior Ministry says 6 police officers and 30 prisoners were killed during a riot at Khalis prison Saturday, which led to the escape of 40 inmates. The French news agency says the Islamic State group also claimed responsibility for a car bombing in Baghdad Saturday that killed at least 7 people and wounded more than a dozen. News reports indicate the attack targeted Shiites. European Union officials expressed deep concern after a day-long gun battle in northern Macedonia killed 8 police officers and 14 gunmen. Dozens more were wounded in the fighting Saturday in the city of Kumanovo, an ethnically Albanian area near the borders of Kosovo and Serbia. Skirmishes continued Sunday as the Macedonian government declared a 2-day period of national mourning for those killed. President George Ivanov is calling a meeting of his Security Council in response to those events. EU Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn called for calm late Saturday to preserve the country's overall stability. 2 police officers were shot and killed after a routine traffic stop in the U.S. city of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. A spokesman for the Mississippi Department of Public Safety said one Hattiesburg officer had initially stopped a 2000 gold Cadillac Escalade in the industrial corridor of that city. A second officer arrived afterward to assist him and says that's when the shots were fired. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.